Hello and welcome to another episode of the Remix Movement Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode 244, and I hope my levels are right. We just changed a few things in the podcast studio, and I'm using a different microphone, and I have my levels all over the place. So hopefully it's not too loud. Hopefully it's not too low. And if it is, I will check it, and we'll see what happens. But no, I am grateful to be here. I want to get into what we're going to talk about. There's a few things in here that I want to read, and I think it's something that is definitely going to change the way you're thinking, right? The way you pray, the way you ask God of things, and things like that. Because I've been doing a lot of reading during my 21 days of prayer and fasting, and today, the 25th of January, is day 17. And we're coming close to the end of the 21 days, but like I said before, I believe in my heart and in my spirit that I'm called to keep doing the fast at least until March 1st for 52 days. 52 days. So we will see what happens, but I've been doing a lot of reading, I've been doing a lot of praying, and I have been just like really getting into the depths of scripture, really trying to find out, like, what is he trying to say in the midst of everything and all of that? So that's why some of these podcast episodes that I've been coming with, there's a lot more text, there's a lot more scripture. It's because I'm just drawn into these stories and these books and these letters and these things that that I've been reading during this time. So I hope that it transpires with you guys. I hope that when you listen to the podcast episodes that you don't just listen to it one time, but you go back and you say, you know what, she read this story, let me reread it and get a different revelation. Or that you reread certain verses and God speaks to you in a different way through the same text. I really do hope that, you know, it's not just a one and done thing, that maybe you're like, you know what, I'm going through this situation and I remember Stephanie talked about peace one time and I really need to hear about peace, and you go back and you check it out. So I hope that's what you do. All right, so going into the text, this is where I'm reading from. 1 Kings chapter 3, we're reading about Solomon's dream conversation with God. And the title of this text is Solomon Asked for Wisdom. But I really do feel like the title should have been Solomon's Dream Conversation with God. Because if you guys don't know, God can speak to you in dreams. I mean, the Bible says that God spoke to Joseph in a dream and told Joseph, hey, I know that you're engaged to Mary, and it's a little scary because she was, you know, she's pregnant from God. And you didn't have sex with her yet, but don't leave her. You know, we read these things, and I do believe that God speaks to us also sometimes in our dreams. And it happens. It's real, all right? So this is Solomon's dream conversation with God. Chapter 3, I'm starting from verse 1. It says, Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and married one of his daughters. He brought her to live in the city of David until he could finish building his palace and the temple of the Lord and the wall around the city. At the time, the people of Israel sacrificed their offerings at local places of worship, for a temple honoring the name of the Lord had not been built. Solomon loved the Lord and followed all the decrees of his father David, except that Solomon too offered sacrifices and burned incense at the local places of worship. All right. So they didn't have the temple built yet, but he still took care of honoring God by burning incenses and showing his worship to God. Okay. The most important of these places of worship was Gibeon. So the king went there and sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings. That night, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said, "What do you want? Ask and I will give it to you." That is why the title of this podcast episode is What Do You Want From God? See, sometimes God doesn't have to give you a really long explanation. He doesn't have to tell you what you're doing wrong. Sometimes God just wants to be a father and ask us, what do you want? What is it that's on your heart? What is it that's on your mind? What if I could give you anything in this world? What do you want? Ask it and I will give it to you. And I love that about God, because even to this day, God will sometimes challenge me and he'll see that I'm struggling with certain things. And I feel like sometimes he's like, listen, stop. What is it that you want? What is it that you desire? What is it that you're praying for? What is it that you're asking God for? What is it that you are hoping for? And he asks this, you know, sometimes just to see if we're still on track, just to see if we still have faith, just to see if your mind is still on the goal or on the prize, if your mind is still on your New Year's resolution, if you haven't forgotten. And sometimes he asks us this because he's like, hey, you might be asking for one thing, but I'm going to be giving you something better. I'm going to be giving you something bigger. But God, when he says, what do you want? It's really a moment for us to think carefully about what it is that we respond. You know, how we respond says a lot about our character. How we respond says a lot about how faithful we are to God, how we see God, right, in our relationships. So I do love that God takes the time from time to time to say, what do you want? So he's having a dream. He's in the conversation with God, and God says to Solomon, what do you want? Ask and I will give it. Okay, verse 6. Solomon replied, you showed great and faithful love to your servant, my father, David, because he was honest and true and faithful to you. And you have continued to show this great and faithful love to him even today by giving him a son to sit on his throne. Now, O Lord, O my God, you have made me king instead of my father, David. But I am a little child who doesn't know his way around. And here I am in the midst of my own chosen people, a nation so great and numerous they cannot be counted. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern these people, this great people of yours? So here he basically says, God, my dad was the king. He anointed me to be king. I'm next in line, but I am a young person. I don't know how to do this. I know that there's maybe other qualified people. I know that you are allowing me this opportunity. But the only thing that I really do want is just an understanding heart. I want to be able to have the wisdom to know what's right and to know what's wrong so that I can govern my people. And I love that when Solomon answers this question, he's very particular, right? He's not thinking in a big sense. He's thinking about exactly precisely what it is that he has on his heart. He says, I want to have wisdom. Why? Because I want to govern the people of God in the right way. I want to make sure that they know what's right and they know what's wrong, and I can be clear. I want to be able to be a good king. Because my father, David, was a really good king. And we know that the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. So here the son is saying, hey, I want to be exactly like that. I want wisdom. Reading verse 10. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom. So God replied, because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice, and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you asked for! Exclamation mark. I will give you a wise and understanding heart such as no one else has ever had or ever will have. Now, when I read that, I'm like mind blown, because I'm like, wow, God, you heard this man's petition. You heard what he wanted. And you are now separating him from everyone else who ever lived or ever will live. He will be the wisest man on earth. The wisest man on earth. There will never be another king who is as wise as King Solomon. And he says it with all these exclamation marks in the New Living Translations. And I think it's because he's trying to say, like, this is a big deal. What you asked me for, I'm going to give it to you. And I want you to be just as mind blown about it as I am giving it to you. I want you to be just as excited. I want you to know that what you asked, I will give, because I am your father and I want that for you. Okay? And God does the same thing for us. God will ask us what we want, and he wants to separate us from other people. He wants us to be excited when he gives us what we ask for. He wants us to be able to share in a different way what it is that we're asking for so that we can be set apart from other people, so that we can be able to have what it is that we ask for. But it goes a little step extra. Verse 13, it says, "And I will also give you what you have not asked for, riches and fame. No other king in all of the world," not the nation, not the city, not the state, not that particular kingdom, "in all of the world will be compared to you for the rest of your life." And it doesn't stop there. Verse 14, "And if you follow me and obey my decrees and my commands as your father David did, I will give you a long life." Then King Solomon woke up and realized it was all a dream. He returned to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, where he sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. Then he invited all of his officials to a great banquet. Now, when we read this, okay, God loves us so much that in the same way he gives Solomon what he asked for, he adds on top of that, "And I will give you riches, and I will give you fame, and no one will be able to be compared to you. And if you follow me, I will give you a long life." So now we're seeing he's going to be the wisest king. He's going to be the richest king. He's going to be the most well-known king. And if he follows God's commandments, just as his father did, he is going to be the longest living king of Jerusalem. And this is a real big deal, because what this says to me is that God goes above and beyond what meets our petition. If we are followers of Jesus Christ, if we are looking for God, if we are trying to be like him, if we are seeking his face, if we are doing all that we can do, okay, and we are doing all of this, then that means that God is going to protect us. He's going to share with us. Hello, can you hear me? Yes. So that means that God is going to protect us. He's going to give us what we asked for, and he's going to go above and beyond. He's going to make sure that we are well taken care of. He's going to meet our needs. He's going to hear our response. And if we follow his commandments and we pray and we read the Bible and we follow him, we give good testimony, we give our tithes and offerings, and we continue to have an intimate relationship with God, then God is going to supply, and he's going to give our desires. And then on top of that, he's going to make sure that we enjoy what it is that we're receiving from him. All right. So I wanted to go ahead and just mention this also, right? Even though this conversation he was having, Solomon was having with God, was in a dream, Solomon still had the conviction that this was a word from God. He had a conviction that this was real. And what did he do after? As soon as he was done with that dream, he went ahead and he went to the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, the place of worship, and he gave his offerings out of the abundance of his heart and out of gratitude. When we receive something from God, when we ask him for something and God delivers, it is worth all of the praise and all of the sacrifice and all of the worship. And by Solomon giving his offering, this is his way of gratitude and worship. And not only that, but let me check this out also, okay? He celebrated with others. Notice that the Bible doesn't tell us that he told the officials what his dream was about. He told them what the Lord did. He asked them what their opinions were. No, no, no. It just said that he went to the ark. He worshiped God. He gave his offerings. And then he invited his officials to go and celebrate in a great banquet. It was almost like he was saying that when God gives you a blessing, it's not for you to show off in a way that is going to make other people feel like they need to give their opinion. And I say this with a little bit of sensitivity, because there are things that God gives me that I need to savor the moment, and I need to enjoy it, and I need to celebrate with people without having to give them all of the details, without having to let them know every single detail of what happened, right? I mean, the fact that God listened to what it is that we were asking for. The fact that God listens to our prayers and God gives us the desires of our heart, it's more than necessary for us to celebrate. And why celebrate by ourselves when we can celebrate with others? Just because we're celebrating doesn't mean that I have to let you know the reason why. See, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what the Bible says. So if I have joy because God is giving me the strength to overcome what I've been dealing with, and I asked God for something in particular, and he gave me that, then it should be more than sufficient that I want to be able to celebrate with people. All right? So I want to just kind of end the podcast by mentioning this one other thing, right? God asked Solomon, what is it that you want? One question. And Solomon gives him a very specific answer. And God receives that because he knows Solomon's heart. He knows Solomon's honesty. He knows that what he was saying was something that he needed. He wanted that because he needed it. He had that desire. And the moment he asked for it, God gave it to him. Now, if God didn't give it to him, God would have given him something else. Because God is a good father. He's going to listen to what we have to say. He's not going to deny us the opportunity for us to be able to say that. Which brings me to this. When we're praying, it is our way to share our heart. It is our way to share our honesty with him. And it is our way to tell God what it is that we want, right? And in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, it says this. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Check this out. It's not done yet. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will you give your Heavenly Father? How much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? See, a lot of us that are probably new to the faith think that prayer is intimidating. We think that prayer is difficult. We think that it is something that it is not. Prayer is just a way for us to talk to God and share our heart with him without feeling judged. It's our way to be able to talk to him without having to ask questions. It's our way of being vulnerable and honest. And everyone does their prayer in a very unique way. Not everybody uses the same words. Not everybody calls God Father God. Some people call him Daddy. Some people say, hey, Lord above. Some people say God of heaven. Everybody has a very unique way of praying. But it doesn't matter how we pray, as long as we are praying to God and we are honest and we are open and we are just sharing with him what is on our heart. So why do we make this so difficult? And it's so funny because it's something that like people get nervous when they're praying with other people too, right? Which is why I think when we do Friday Prayer Waves, it's amazing that we're learning as Friday Prayer Waves go, right? Like, there are certain topics I'll put in there. There's certain things that I'll have on my heart and I'll say it. But every prayer that we do on a Friday prayer wave is never the same. That's because every time we do it, I'm in a different state of mind. I'm still honest. I'm still open. I'm still transparent. But the person listening right now, you may be taking that Friday prayer wave and it might be a different way of you intercessing, right? It might be a different way for you to pray. Maybe you're hearing me, but you're thinking about something else. And that's okay. As long as you're praying to God, that's all that matters. You need to be honest and open. And you might not pray the same way I do. But as long as you're praying to God, that's all it is. As long as you keep asking God. See, it doesn't say, just ask me one time. It says, keep on seeking. Don't just stop asking for what you're asking for, right? Like, it's not about you begging. But I will tell you this, though. Hannah begged for a son. Hannah begged for a kid, and God heard her petition, but she prayed a lot, and she cried a lot, and she struggled a lot, and that's okay. Because God is a good God. He's not going to say, I don't want to hear you. I already heard that. He's not going to say, today's not the day. He's not going to deny you. He's not going to make you feel like what you're saying is inadequate, incorrect, or wrong, or anything like that. God is a good father. He wants us to tell him what's on our heart. He wants us to tell him the questions that are on our heart. He wants us to proclaim things that maybe we need to say out loud. And prayer can be done out loud. Prayer can be done in your mind. Prayer can be done anywhere. So if there's one thing that we can learn from Solomon is, if God is asking us, what do we want? We need to be honest and open. We need to understand God is asking us a critical question. Now, the answer is going to be difficult, but how are you going to answer that question? And then once God gives you what you're asking for, how are you going to respond? Are you going to be like Solomon? Are you going to be grateful? Are you going to show worship? Are you going to give offering? Are you going to celebrate with people? Maybe you've never done that before. Maybe God has blessed you and you have not taken the time to celebrate with other people. This is the time for you to recognize that so that the next time God gives you what you're asking for, you can do that. So thank you so much for tuning into episode 244. I will speak to you guys again on Friday for our Friday Prayer Wave 49.0. And I hope that you got something really motivating and encouraging from this message. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement Podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share it with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you and God bless.